AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. A federal bankruptcy court judge says he will approve OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma's latest deal to settle thousands of lawsuits over the toll of opioids. The AP's Jeff Mulvihill reports it involves the family that owns the company.
Under the deal, Sackler family members will pay up to $7 billion. And unlike most of these settlements, individual victims are in line to receive some of the funds. Most victims are expected to receive either $8,000 or about $16,000, which is a relatively low amount. Most of the overall settlement, though, it goes to governments who are obligated to use it to address the opioid crisis that has cost about 900,000 Americans their lives since 1999.
The Supreme Court rejected a previous deal because it said it would be improper for the Sackler family members to receive immunity from lawsuits over opioids. Police in Oakland, California say there's been an arrest in the shooting of Laney College athletic director John Beam.
The shooting occurred just before noon Thursday at the college's field house, where officers found Beam suffering from gunshot wounds. He remains hospitalized in critical condition. Beam is known from the Netflix documentary series Last Chance U. He coached the Laney College Eagles football team, which were featured in the 2020 season of the show. Brothers Neshawn and Rejon White, now with the Chicago Bears and New Orleans Saints respectively, were among those expressing their support on social media. Oakland Mayor Barbara Lee praises Beam as a mentor and a lifeline for young people. I'm Jennifer King.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says air traffic controllers received 70% of their back pay today for working during the shutdown. Some controllers had to get side jobs to help make ends meet. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The AP goes deeper into the Jeffrey Epstein emails.
Emails revealed by the House Oversight Committee reveal that Jeffrey Epstein had a network of the rich and powerful, despite his sex offender status. The emails show that Epstein maintained connections with influential figures despite his 2008 guilty plea to soliciting prostitution from an underage girl. The documents, spanning at least a decade, show Epstein's interactions with business executives, reporters, academics, and political players. Some supported him during legal troubles, while others sought introductions or advice. The emails don't implicate his contacts in crimes, but do illustrate his influence. Epstein was charged with sex trafficking in 2019 and died in jail a month later. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Shareholders of Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern backed the railroad's proposed $85 billion merger to create the nation's first coast-to-coast rail network. The U.S. Surface Transportation Board must still approve the deal. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.